Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast. What's the difference between understanding why someone is engaging in bad behavior, having an explanation for it, or excusing that bad behavior? Well, when you have an explanation for why they are the way they are, maybe they went through a bad breakup, or they're having a really challenging time at work. They had an awful childhood. Those are all explanations that inform you on how you should proceed, what type of boundaries you might need to have in place, healthy expectations of how you're going to engage with each other. But many times it can be confused between those explanations, and instead there's an excuse where you wind up personalizing their problems as yours. Hey, the reason why you're tuned in here is because you went through something you should never have had to have gone through. You have a level of street smarts. You have certain survival skills that are in place because of that experience. And you want to do your darndest to make sure that nobody else hurts like that, hurts like what you did, what you had to go through. You want to make sure that nobody has to experience that. And so you personalize the problems of others. And then it moves you into overperformance. And instead of predicting their behavior on how it might be bad and what boundaries and rules you might need to have in place to make sure that hurting them doesn't harm you, instead, you're doing everything you can to move your behavior into progress, thinking that you can carry their load for them just for a little while because you sure wished that somebody would have done that for you. Unfortunately, when you are an overperformer, when you are a dysfunctional giver, when you're disordered, dysregulated, dysfunctional, and potentially toxic, you will attract dysfunctional takers. Okay, so what is it that you want to start doing? Well, number one, stop blaming yourself for their bad behavior. Number two, yeah, we're probably looking at some boundaries that need to be put in place. And keep in mind, boundaries are simply meant to bless the relationship. You have four types of boundaries. One that says, I don't need anybody's assistance. I can do this on my own. Another one is, wow, I do need their assistance and I have expectations. And if they're not able to meet those expectations, there's going to be consequences. And they don't always need to know what those consequences are, but you do need to have the ability to have someone assist you in wording a conversation to let this person know how significant that they are to you. And because of that significance, this is how you want to move together, how you want to move forward in a partnership. The third boundary is, I don't know how to do this. I need somebody's assistance, an authority figure that knows how to work it out. And the fourth boundary is, I've done all I can. I need to walk away from this. So boundaries actually create a container to hold your brilliance and your magnificence. But something else you want to do is you want to look at the credit rating of the relationship, something I took my clients through recently. See, all relationships have
a joint account. You do things that you know will bring out the other person at their very best. It's not things that you do for yourself. You're doing it for them. And that makes a deposit into the account. Now, they're supposed to be doing the same thing in return. They're supposed to understand you at the level of engagement that this relationship is taking place, the level that it's at. They're supposed to understand you to that level and make deposits into the account in a way that's going to bring out your magnificence. Now, there will always come a time where one party will get distracted by other things going on in life, and they're not able to make those deposits. And that's okay if they've made enough up to that point. And then there's going to be a time when not only are they not able to make any deposits, but they're going to have to make some withdrawals because they're going to need assistance. And that's okay too, as long as they were doing their portion for the account. But if the credit rating on this account is only high because you've been pouring into it, that then alleviates them from any responsibility of moving forward. And then you wonder why you're so exhausted. Why you're going into avoidance, why you're absolutely drained. One of my clients is working for an employer where the employer is a dysfunctional taker. But it leaves her so exhausted, it's hard for her to find another position. So we had to look for some areas to where she could begin to pull back in a way that wasn't going to affect the account with the employer. It's just where she had learned to overperform to make herself feel good, but ways and spaces that she could begin to pull herself back and have some energy left over to begin to look for another position. Another one of my clients took a new position and found out that the new employer absolutely lied to him. And this was no small feat to take this new position because it was a cross-country trek relocating to take it. He kept waiting for their behavior to change. Well, we can predict somebody's behavior based on what they've done in the past. And so they don't care. They've got them and they're going, yeah, you just need to keep pouring in. At some point, you're not going to be able to make any more deposits into that account. It may even get to the point where you might need to make a few withdrawals. And if they're used to a high credit rating because you've been doing all the work, well, good chances you will be kicked to the curb while they find somebody else. So you want to find a way where you can approach this so you have something left for you. This is supposed to be a joint account, not someone else being able to purchase your focus, your optimism, your hope, your energy, your actions for them and what it is that they want to achieve and leave you holding the bill. Okay. So what is it that you need to do? Become aware of the relationship account. Know that there are some boundaries that need to be drawn. And if it's an account where you're beginning to think that maybe they're not going to be able to step forward and do what's healthy, that you begin to have realistic expectations, and you need to turn on that powerful mind of yours, that powerful subconscious, to find all the people, places, and things that you should be developing an account with, because they'll make the deposits in a way that'll allow you both to withdraw for a life that's wonderful. I want to pause for just a moment and say, what is it that your health, your wealth, and your happiness needs from you right now? It needs, it wants, it desires your ability to be able to accept suggestions that are going to allow you to achieve and maintain success. See, your identity is made up mental, emotional, physical, and your mental level, your focus has been on how you could serve others to bring them out at their best, but at your expense. Your emotional level, your heart has actually been used to be able to grow the harvest that someone else wants, but for you, you haven't learned how to optimize those emotions to where you're not being overwhelmed, stressed out, absolutely exhausted, and your actions implementing for impact. Those actions can be so hard to follow through whenever you feel like your painful past continues to infect you. You want an identity upgrade. That's what I'm offering you in the brand new course, Health, Wealth, and Happiness through Self-Hypnosis. I'm going to teach you how to give yourself suggestions that are actually going to bring out your magnificence and your brilliance, revealing more of who you really are. It does not matter where you are in life or what's happened. All of it can be optimized for your benefit. It is at an incredible investment because I want you to be able to say yes to your next level of success. Go to dawnlandrum.com and click on the link that says Health, Wealth, and Happiness through Self-Hypnosis.